Hi, welcome. Today, I want to give a different message than I've been giving up till now, and give some real practical advice to parents, which actually we learned this week from some of the negative behavior or parenthood of Yaakov, which we'll speak about. Parents, you must be aware of what's going on in your house all the time. Don't sweep things under the rug. What happened in this week's parsha? Yaakov sends Yosef to go visit his brothers, and it was a big mistake, as we all know. Because Yaakov knew that the brothers felt hatred towards him. So the question is, how could Yaakov have sent Yosef by himself to go visit the brothers who hated him? And what do the brothers do? They plan to kill him. They end up selling him as a slave. Yaakov, as a parent, we would all say, didn't do the right thing here. How is that possible? And I think it is because Yaakov is a parent. You know, the way we all are as parents, we don't want to believe that our children dislike each other so much. So we pretend it doesn't exist. Or we maybe don't realize how much it exists. And figure, it's just a phase, they'll finish it, they'll work it out. But Yaakov made a huge mistake here because Yosef ended up going to Mitzrayim and he was almost killed by the brothers. So parents, please don't make this mistake, because you might have also amongst your family, maybe the children are fighting, and maybe you shouldn't leave them alone if they really dislike each other. And maybe there are other kind of problems. Maybe you have a child who's depressed. Maybe you have a teenage son who's depressed and you say, oh, it's okay. He's just a teenager. It's a phase. He's going through it. No, check it out. Maybe there's a real problem there. Go look into it. Don't allow things to just happen by themselves. Pretend that they're not there. Don't, if you see some minor health issues with a child, look into it and see if there's maybe a bigger problem. It could be all kind of problems, including bad behavior, if there's, God forbid, drug abuse or anything like that going on in the family. Please, make an issue of it. Go and look and see if there's really a bigger problem. And don't let the things just work itself out the way that Yaakov probably thought would happen when Yosef would visit his brothers. Now, Yaakov himself realized this mistake, and he learned from it. And because when the brothers later on, in Parshat Miketz, when they want to send, go all the brothers down to get food, it says that, V'yardu achei Yosef asara. The brothers of Yosef went down to Mitzrayim to get food. They were 10 of them. V'shbor babu Mitzrayim, right, to bring back grain from Egypt. V'ed Binyamin achi Yosef lo shalach Yaakov et achav. Binyamin, the brother of Yosef, Yaakov did not send with the brothers. Ki amar, for he said, pen yikrenu ason, lest a tragedy will befall upon him. Now, what Yaakov was afraid of, it was not just sending Binyamin on the trip. I think those words, with the brothers, that's the key. And that he was the brother of Yosef. Yaakov made the mistake once before of sending a child of Rachel to the brothers. And it turned out terribly. So he was afraid as well with Binyamin. So he wouldn't send him. Yaakov learned from his mistake of not evaluating the situation seriously enough. So this is a message for all of us as parents. When we see little things starting to bud, little problems, we should not sweep it under the rug. We should not put our head in the sand and figure out and pretend it's not going to become a major problem. No, we must deal with it and we must act accordingly. Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.